can't do it again.
I think
you already, when you do it when you're not podcasting, you do it really well and you do it really fast in an American accent and it sounds funny, but when you do it when we're recording the podcasting, it sounds really rubbish, which means it's not real. Oh my god.
But go so on. But it's only real when we're not recording.
Yeah, that's the thing. Do it again. It's even more rubbish.
This podcast is...
You've nearly got it. Go on.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
You can't. You can't. Go on. You nearly did it then. Here.
Probably.
Maybe I could bring the chair for a bit because I don't want to sit on that thing. A minute.
Yeah, because everything's in the way.
Oh, loads of wires.
This is wire hell. Ready?
Yeah, go on then.
So we're all ready to do our first podcast.
Mm-hmm. Go on then, ask me something. This is interview cast time.
Okay, so we've decided to do our first podcast. And I thought, do you know what a sound seeing drawer is?
Can I take my clothes off a second?
Yeah, you can take away your clothes.
No, it's just my top on me. Do I know what a sound seeing drawer is?
A sound seeing drawer?
A sound, oh, sight.
Sound seeing drawer.
No idea. What's a sound seeing drawer?
Okay, where somebody goes somewhere and records it.
What, like Sandy did this morning?
Yeah.
On a radio programme.
Yeah. So I figured we'd do a sound seeing drawer. Of us making a podcast.
Okay, yeah, sounds cool.
So, this recording is of us recording our first podcast.
Oh, okay, yeah, excellent. Yeah,
which is why this podcast is called Podcasting Will Eat Itself.
Okay. Podcasting will eat itself.
Yeah.
Podcasting has eaten itself.
Podcasting continues to eat itself.
Yum.
That's right, we can edit this later.
I'm just imagining podcasting eating itself. That wine is a good idea.
Okay, so here's something I made earlier. This is podcasting eating itself.
Podcast. Check out the people who build the systems that make podcasting possible. Recorded live. Join us online. /podcast.
You don't want things put in your mouth that aren't there?
The vision of podcasting is what's in my podcasts. And technology is worth $1 million, but a brand is worth $1 billion.
I can record an entire show right here. In fact, what I could do is go plug the line out from the iPod into the line in on this thing and have that on one track.
You don't necessarily have to even, record a show or anything.
Not podcasting anymore, is it? It's a show about podcasting. It's not actually podcasting.
Is there any purpose with all the pain that life brings for me and for everybody else? Is there any purpose in me being alive, in me being here?
Hold on, we're going. Okay, here we go.
You recently put out a call in your last show for podcasters who listen to yours to give you an email or something and tell you about their show. I just happen to be one of those people.
Podcasting may not need to be broadcast.
Where I hit one button, a nice pretty little vectorized flashy button, I pressed it and I started talking away And I press stop, and bingo, a little MP3 file arrived.
Is that now a gaping hole in the podcast industry that needs to be filled? It might be. And the audio wasn't too great, so I'm not going to play any of that. But what was really interesting, that wouldn't it be awesome, podcast through, you know, sometimes they actually communicate through personal, say something of the personal.
So I have a script. I've been hearing about this for months.
For podcasting, we're starting to get it together. I'm really digging that. That's probably going to be, you know, if anything's going to be really successful in podcasting, that can, you know, that has just been waiting for podcasting to happen, I really believe it's going to be.
I'm in podcasting for human connection. I want to speak understand, make connections with people all over the world. And that's the big power that we have here.
And rather than just bore you with talking about my show, I'm actually going to...
I also want to break down the awful traditional power structures that have fucked up this world to the point that it is now. And you might think, well, it's just podcasting. Relax, dude.
Binaural recording. Even... not quite sure about... sounds a little bit nasal, perhaps.
We want the world to know that there are kids podcasting, and we do make a difference. And we can't really make a difference unless people know who we are.
Podcasting.
Podcast?
Podcast.
Podcast.
Podcast?
Podcast.
Podcast?
Podcast?
Podcast.
Check out the people who build the systems that make podcasting possible.
We like that last one, don't
we? Yeah, we do.
The world needs to know that the kids are podcasting. Right, so, I've got some questions for you.
Okay.
Do you know what an RSS feed is?
No idea. Is this like part of our sightseeing tour? Soundseeing tour?
Yeah, the whole thing's a soundseeing tour.
Oh, right, so we're having a soundseeing tour.
Well, yeah. What we're soundseeing right now is this.
Oh, right, okay, this is it.
Yeah.
What if we stopped it right now and played it back? Would we be...
We'd be consuming and producing all in one go? You don't know what an RSS feed is?
No, I don't.
You know what an MP3 file is?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Do you know what podcasting is?
Yeah, I do.
What's podcasting?
It's where people record stuff and then they put it out on the net and then other people can listen to it.
Okay.
It's just a file, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's not time-based.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just people with kind of, I don't know, fishing rods casting out to pods.
What was the first podcast you ever heard?
God, I have no idea. I can't remember. But was it that one with the fire and wine on it? No, maybe not.
Could be. What's your favourite podcast?
Radio Calamity.
Radio Free Calamity.
And why do I like it?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell you anyway. Because it's two kids. And you can hear where they are. You can hear her scraping a chair. And you can hear her fighting with her brother and bossing him around.
She's a bit bossy, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. But she's quite erudite as well. And she plays guitar in the background and it just sounds really like you're sitting in the lounge with them.
My favourite, and it's kind of cheating.
What was that?
That was from my bank of sound effects.
Was that part of the sound seeing tour?
Yeah, that was the sound seeing tour of my desk.
And your pencil.
My favourite is Benjamin Walker's Theory of Everything, but it's kind of cheating because it's already a show on public radio in America.
Oh,
which they podcast afterwards. And my second favourite show is Off the Wall, which is, again, Emmanuel Goldstein on public radio in New York.
So they're not podcasts.
Well, they are podcasts because I get them via an RSS feed downloaded as an MP3 player file onto my player.
How does that
count?
does.
I'm going to play you some Theory of Everything, show you how fantastic it is. Or maybe some
Radio Calamity. Look, look at
that. Like I said, we can edit this bit out.
Which bit?
The bit where nothing happens.
Yeah, but this is a sound seeing tour. You've got some bits of silence where nothing happens. And Joe tries to find his file.
Okay, here's some Theory of Everything I recorded earlier. This is fantastic.
Says the Chief Boston Herald, is bizarre foray on a national Biggie Nash free mission city. Book by Jeanette Breeze tells of peril. And then
what does not make any sense?
Said he took this joke and his sister in the bone. And he always thought with good for the mind.
Is this right?
Yeah,
I
mean, he
has
to remember how to make the joke so in and just the rank. Have you ever hidden my dick shit in your body? I mean,
yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, that's rubbish. That's rubbish. What is so good about that?
It's really good.
What?
Well, you just have to listen really carefully.
What were they saying? That's me.
This is where you said you don't want to relive your life.
Yeah.
This was you earlier, which I recorded.
I can't believe I'm hearing this again.
How many times have you heard this?
This is the fourth time.
Fifth?
Fifth. Oh, you're just so cruel.
Alright, I've got one more thing. Because we tried to record...
I just set myself.
That's a clever trick, if you can do it. Yeah, we went to see Warsaw Village Band last night.
Yeah, we did. That was amazing.
And we took My Eye River to try and record it. How does it go?
Yeah, what's the whistling bit?
The whistling, oh god.
You did that bit wrong. You just make it up here.
Yeah. I don't know any songs to go by that at all. But yeah, we took My Eye River to record it.
Yeah.
But I had the levels up a little bit too high and
you
it
were trying to be really James Bond by going in undercover, but your wires were showing. They didn't do any sense.
We got it home and this is what it sounded like. So there you go.
The Warsaw Village Band are amazing, aren't they?
They are a fantastic band. I know that.
Sound just like that.
That doesn't give you a real kind of feel for what they really sound like.
No, what do they really sound like?
You want to know what they really sound like?
Yeah, this is part of our.
Oh my god.
Our
fancy. I don't know if I can do that. Well, I don't know. Let me see.
Otherwise, you can get my version, which is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here they are. That's what they should sound like.
Okay.
Which is not quite the quality of my bootleg.
What did you do wrong?
Well, actually, that was a gag. That wasn't really the recording I made last night.
Oh, wasn't it?
That was just noise I made earlier.
Why did you do that?
To crack you up.
Oh, right.
It worked. You
laughed. Yeah, I know you did. That really freaks me out because I thought it really was it. But you actually put something pretending. Which is really freaking me out because that's kind of what a sound scene to a recording podcast is like. You don't really know
or
what's going to happen next.
I think the last thing we need to do is tell everybody what license this podcast, about podcasters who talk about podcasting.
But before we end, are we going to listen back to this podcast? And then...
We could...
What's going to happen if we do?
What we need to do is figure out some way of playing this podcast back as we're still recording.
Mm.
Don't we?
Because really
that would be a true sound seeing tour of us making this podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we should definitely do that, but I'm not quite sure if I could actually handle it.
I'm not sure it's physically possible in an Einsteinian universe.
No. We might end up swallowing ourselves up.
But the last thing everybody else does is says that this is licensed under Creative Commons, which means you're allowed to do stuff with it or not. Like mash it up and reuse it or send it to your friends or make loads of money or not or stick it up your ass. So what can people do with our podcast?
They can listen to it and make
basically you can
it.
Do whatever the fuck you want as long as you're dancing on a table on one leg, singing, I want my mother. That's the deal, isn't it?
Mm.